This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Listen, we said, is it crazy? Well, first of all, why hasn't Rodgers made the commitment? He met with the Steelers for a day.
Right.
And we're giving you the NFL, you know, rundown here as far as the free agent quarterbacks. Russell Wilson goes to the Giants. It's a one-year deal. Yesterday, late in the show, and then, you know, we're saying, okay, well, look, the Giants and the Steelers were the two places that Aaron Rodgers could have gone.
Right.
The Giants are now, they've got Jameis, they've got Russ. So what's the deal? And we were saying earlier in the show, is it crazy for us to think that the Vikings may be interested in Aaron Rodgers? And McCarthy, again, has not been told. He was the number 10 overall pick in last year's draft, obviously got hurt.
Because they shut that down last week.
They did. They really like him. They think that, you know, again, and the reason why Sam Darnold ends up starting, we know, is because of the McCarthy injury. But, Mike, what's going on here? Because did they have in direct conversations with Aaron Rodgers, and we're talking about the Vikings? And the Vikings want McCarthy as QB1, but they won't rule out Rodgers' conversation? Why?
Yeah, because it's not like there's any leverage play here. You've got your guy under contract, J.J. Watt, on the second year of his rookie deal. And it's funny. Do you not believe in this guy? Are you not prepared to take your rookie lumps with a really good aggressive defense that Brian Flores runs, with all those playmakers you've got, decent draft picks? You know, you're picking late in the draft because you're a playoff team. But still, that's what does that tell you? How much that mess with your head if you're J.J. McCarthy, by
the way? Well, they're saying Kevin O'Connell, who's the coach, and Rodgers have had lots of conversations, according to the general manager. Why? Like, so this to me doesn't rule out the idea that this is something Rodgers is thinking about, and totally makes sense as to why he has not made a decision yet. I mean, this is the only thing, Mike. I mean, like, why else would you be waiting to say, hey, I'm going to go be the Steelers quarterback, unless you feel more comfortable with Kevin O'Connell and the conversations you've had with him and what that team's been able to do the last couple of years? Either way, we're going to see, but that's kind of what's going on out there. They're saying they want McCarthy as QB1. McCarthy says they haven't told him that, and now we're finding out that the head coach and Aaron Rodgers have had conversations, and the right. general manager is saying as such.
Well, here's the thing for us. As our buddy Bruce Dredd will say, what does it mean for Falcon fans?
Well, Bruce knows.
Well, I mean, would you then have a deal where you trade with the Steelers? Because for a minute there, we thought maybe Kirk Cousins to the Steelers was an option. We know the Giants, it's not now with Russell Wilson and the backup of Jameis, and they still may draft Shedeur Sanders. But if you're the Steelers, would you call us for Kirk Cousins? Now, it's not Aaron Rodgers, but it's, you know, it's sort of 1B. You know, I mean, if you feel that Aaron Rodgers, you know, he did certainly better. He had an earlier start on rehabbing that Achilles. Kurt got a later start, and obviously it flared up because even though I'm not hurt, I'm hurt. It did crop up. But so you got the Browns, who really are interested in Kirk Cousins but don't want to give anything to get him. And then maybe the Steelers are forced, if there's any credence to what we're talking about here with the Vikes and Aaron Rodgers.
It is. And
maybe that's why Aaron Rodgers hasn't just signed with the Steelers.
Well, that's the point that you're getting to is how does this affect us, right? That's right. Ultimately where does this go for us? But we're going to see. That's interesting stuff, man. They're saying they want McCarthy. Then you just say it. You don't talk about it. And you tell Aaron Rodgers that the door is closed and you go sign one of these other backups, Mike. And you roll with it. All right, more to get to. Joe Patrick's going to join us. We'll talk about our Falcons and Atlanta United right now. Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Let's hear from Kirby talking about the focus during spring practice. He spoke to the media. He did address the off-the-field arrest, and we'll let you hear more about that. But what about what's going on the field?
So, I mean, we put a big emphasis on running and stopping the run because we feel like we lacked in both those areas last year. So the spring practice has been shifted or adjusted a little bit towards stopping the run and being able to run the ball. I don't know if we've improved on it, but we've harped on it.
I like that. And he's right. They didn't run the ball well, and they didn't stop the run well enough. There were teams who got after them this last season, and you know, despite the fact that they played the toughest schedule in college football, you just expected the Dogs to be better against stopping the run. Kirby also talked, Mike, about you know simplifying some things to get guys to go play and not be thinking. And he's talking about the incoming class. He says, we got a lot of young players. Right. I need the older players. I mean, you know, they're old as far as being there 1 or 2 years, but we've got a lot of young guys in their first college football season, and we have to simplify some things so that they can just go out and not have to think as much. So he said, we got to be a little bit tougher on these guys. And he's been talking a lot about being tougher on these guys.
And it's funny because you and I, we get these tweets and we get these messages from Georgia fans like, Kirby, stop saying that. They're so afraid that you're going to run off all your top recruits in this super competitive transfer portal NIL world we're living in. But I think you have to run. I run my unit how I run my unit. And I think he's got to do what Nick Saban did and what why all those recruits. See, even though you could argue there was no NIL money and but the top recruits could go anywhere they wanted, but they still chose to wait 2 years at Alabama knowing they would get to the NFL. Can Kirby still have that kind of operation, Carl? Because do kids and parents still feel that way?
I don't know. It's a great question. I'm guessing they do, but it's interesting for him to say, I feel like half the roster's in their first season. So we've got to be a little bit tougher to get them up to the UGA standard. Here's Kirby talking about the bottom in the middle of the roster.
And some people, they're just not driven like others, right? Mm-hmm. And our job is to find the right ones. Somebody said to me the other day, like, are you a good motivator? Can you motivate players? And I'm like, well, I'd rather get the ones that I don't have to motivate because they're self-motivated. It's the greatest kind of player to coach.
He's right. I mean, get Michael Jordan, you don't have to do a whole lot of coaching, do you? Self-motivated. Get Kobe, you don't have to do a lot of coaching, do you?
Right.
Self-motivated. Like, I'm with Coach on this as far as, like, all these guys who need, you know, the rah-rah guys, let's go. Yeah. Right. I want a guy that shows them and go, who you want me to take out? That's the guy I want. And that's right. What Kirby's talking
about. You want killers. You want guys. That's why I said, you yesterday. You really got to find – you hit that diamond in the rough. A guy like David Pollack, who wasn't a five-star guy, but then once he gets to Georgia, he gets massively big. He was like – he played nearly 300 pounds. He was a rock star that moved so well. And then he becomes a three-time All-American because he got the want to. How do you find that balance of a guy who really has the attitude and the effort and the work ethic to not split once he's number two on the depth chart? That's the rub, and that's if we're honest, some of those guys aren't there last year on the offensive line and certainly on the defensive line.
What did he have to say about the driving incidents? Mike, you said there were two separate incidents. Now, this is going back 5 or 6 days now, but again, with spring ball going on, he did address it.
No, I don't believe in ultimatums when it comes to that. I really don't think that's a recipe for the problem. I don't think that solves anything. We'll continue to look at each one of these on a case-by-case basis. And there's things that surround each one of these outside of just the immediate reaction is, how in the world can this happen again? And I get that. But each one in a case-by-case basis, you have to look at it if these are your children, because that's the way I look at it. And I look at what I would do with my children. And there's 18 to 19 to 20-year-olds. They make mistakes. And the consequences that come with those are based on a case-by-case basis.
He's right.
The way you should. The way Bobby Bowden used to say that, and you know, any other coach that's worth his weight would say the same thing. I mean, look, getting a speeding ticket is one thing, but when you get reckless driving or you're sitting here trying to drift in a Challenger or whatever it is, you put your car in somebody else's driveway into another parked car, you know, in light of what happened, you know, I just think there's got to be, like, that's why I hate to go down the stroke. You sound so high and mighty and sanctimonious. You know, that's the last thing I want to be on the radio because I drive like a jackleg myself. But there's got to be someone to get this message across to these guys.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to the driving stuff cropping up again.
Look, I just think, and I don't know what Josh Brooks, and I think Josh, matter of fact, I know that they've done things for the program.
Multiple speakers,
behind
right?
the scenes, Mike. They're not talking about stuff that people know about. Mm-hmm. Behind the scenes, they've done stuff to try to get guys to understand the magnitude of you screw up, it's everybody. It's not just you. And I don't know. You asked me earlier, do you need the family to come in or whatever? Look, all I think, you know.
Me, like, would you bring in the family of Devin Willick?
Correct. Correct.
Just the taller choice.
To say, about, right. Here's how our lives were changed and affected, and this could easily be you if you make this mistake. I mean, I'm with you. But I just think that over the last, what has it been now? What are we talking about? 3 years?
Yeah.
Right? 3 years?
20 of, before now. One of four okay. seasons, yeah.
So is this excessive for one program? Take Georgia out of it. If this was a blank university, is this excessive for any program to say these are the amount of events we've had to deal with and that are public?
And this is where we kind of get a little bit off track, but still, I understand what people say. I know some Georgia fans, and maybe they don't want to, you know, get into the, you know, the real argument, which is guys got to make better decisions, but we don't know what goes on at school X or Y or other SEC schools because you guys, let's be honest, people sometimes feel that Athens-Clarke County, look, if a guy's doing 75 and a 45, okay, the cop's going to light you up. There's no way to get around that. You know, my beef was always when they'd have some narc would rat out somebody for smoking a joint in a dorm. That was ridiculous. But, you know, what goes on at Miss State? What goes on at Auburn or Ole Miss or anywhere else where, you know, do the cops look the other way? Because we know that, I mean, I know what my experience is when I was at Virginia Tech or FSU, there was a time and a place when the cops did look the other way.